What do you get when you fill a room with farmers and ranchers, teachers, healthcare professionals, mama bears, and politicians? You get a fantastic evening full of fun, serious discussion, and even some surprises. That was the case last night in Billings at the 21st Annual Montana Family Foundation Friends of the Family Banquet featuring Walt Heyer, an 80-year-old high-energy man who lived for years as a transgender woman. His story was one of pain and heartache before God led him out of that darkness. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Like it or not, for those of us in the nonprofit world, fall is fundraising season. Like Dr. James Dobson once told me, you can't change the world if you can't pay the light bill. And every year, well over half of our annual operating revenue comes in the last quarter of the year. We receive no money from outside of the state. It all comes from supporters right here in Montana. And our fall fundraising banquets play a big role. Last night's event began with the introduction of Roger Longquist, the general manager of Your Network of Praise. We've known Roger for decades. He's a good friend and does a great job as our MC for the evening. After a wonderful dinner served by the staff of the Northern Hotel, Roger introduced Derek Astreicher, Montana Family Foundation's chief legal counsel and director of government affairs. Derek provided our guests with an up-to-date legal analysis of the court cases that resulted from the incredible number of pro-family bills that were passed during this year's legislative session. As we like to say, we legislate and then we litigate. Legislation takes place every other year when the legislature meets, and litigation is ongoing because the left always challenges the good bills that we pass. Up next was yours truly, with a year in review, and what a year it was. We engaged on 43 bills, passed 24 good ones, including 11 pro-life bills, and blocked all 8 of the bad bills on our kill list. Over the course of 4 months, we testified in 105 legislative hearings. It should have been a cakewalk with Republican supermajorities in both houses, but it wasn't. Just because you have an R after your name doesn't necessarily mean you're conservative, and some of our most important bills passed by a one-vote margin after intense lobbying. To see how your legislators voted, check out our legislative scorecard at montanafamily.org. Not surprisingly, most Republicans scored 100%, and all but 4 Democrats scored a 0%. What was surprising were the number of Republicans who scored below 50%. Some scored in the 30s, and Senator Jeff Wellborn of Dillon scored the lowest of all Republicans with a mere 13%. After the year in review, it was on to the highlight of the evening when Walt Heyer took the stage. His story is one of intense pain leading to victory. He grew up in a broken home and was basically raised by his grandmother, who began dressing him in dresses. That led to complete sexual confusion and eventually transgenderism. Walt eventually walked away from that lifestyle with the help of the Lord and some intense counseling. He and his wife Casey have now been happily married for 26 years. In all, it was a fantastic evening and a chance for us to thank our supporters who make it possible for our team to stay on the air, in the courts, and in the Capitol. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslaffy reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.